I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can never hear the podcast music.
You never hear that? How about this?
No, I never hear anything.
You don't hear that?
No.
Wait, really?
Oh, wow.
I can never hear it. Yeah. Ever since all this stuff has been going on with my board.
You don't hear that?
It's just always dry.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. It's okay.
Can y'all hear that over there? Can you hear them on the podcast?
I got the comments on though. Yeah.
Oh no.
Adrian, bro, Bethany, let's go.
I hate when you have the comments on. It's so distracting. Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Thank you for being a part of this show. You might be new to this. We always try to give you a fair warning if you're hopping into the show for the very first time. Which is what, Jessica?
It's like the close friends feature on Instagram where you show, certain things to certain people. Like you're comfortable with your people, and that's how Uncensored is. And Gray Smith is our people. Yo, Erica's our people. Yo, Bethany the Baker's our people. Yo. Adrian's our people. Pam, Queen Pam is here.
Yeah. All of our best friends hop on the YouTube show. We do this show live on YouTube as well. I don't want to tell you when. It's maybe on Wednesdays around 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. But
we put the when in Wednesday.
We sure do.
That's good.
Thank you.
I like that.
That was really good, Charlotte.
Is
that ChatGPT or you?
No, they used to call me Pun Queen in high school.
Are very punny. You are a very punny girl. You want to subscribe Kramer and Jess on YouTube and go watch previous episodes over there as well. It's a very whiny Wednesday on the show. We found that listeners of our radio show seem to be the most whiny. The text message line gets the most whiny on Wednesday, didn't we? We've proven that time and time again.
Yeah, it's true. Middle of the week, probably.
I think it's what it is. People are just they're like kind of burning out. And they've got too many days to go to be excited for the weekend. So just know that we deal with the brunt of that from people's attitudes on Wednesday. And apparently we got a text today that was just quintessential whiny Wednesday. Yeah. What was this?
Okay, so this came in right during or after Old To Bay or Not To Bay aired today.
And in case you don't know that, some of you guys have come in from all over the country, don't listen to the radio show. We do a segment where Jess puts Old Bay, which is the spice here in Maryland, it's very popular, onto different food items. And we say, is it To Bay or Not To Bay? Does it make it better or worse? Okay.
Yeah, and they've been doing it for a long time. So we were let's just get a little creative with it. Last month we did
Blindfold, right?
Blindfold the month before we did a certain letter. So we were this month we're gonna do Fear Factor vibes, we're gonna do baby food. Would you like me to just verbatim read this
please.
Text? Okay, it
but
says
do it in the most in the tone that you think that it was.
Oh yeah.
And quote,
yes,
would you guys please stop doing the gross stuff with Old Bay? I just want to turn the radio off when you come to that segment because it feels so disrespectful. It's kind of hurtful. It went from a cute segment where you were honoring our Maryland spice to where you must think it's disgusting to put it with disgusting foods. It feels kind of
long.
Sorry, these come in out of order, so I'm trying to piece together.
I know.
It makes me sad that you've turned the segment into something gross. Please don't do it anymore. If you want to do a gross segment, please don't include anything that is near and dear to the heart of Maryland. Another thing you could do. Okay, it just keeps going, but that's we did get called disrespectful several times.
That tone was so perfect.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Jess, would you like to respond?
Did
you respond to the text, by the way?
No.
Sometimes, listen, I always tell Charlotte, do your best in responding to every text. In every email, every message, we try to respond.
Yeah.
It gets to some points where I'm like, bro, just don't even, don't even waste your time. It's like, what are you gonna say back to that? But Jess, if you had to, because Jess is probably the most.
I mean, it's really, it's me and Old Bay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I your literally.
Your segment, you disrespectful asshole.
I have a personal relationship with Old Bay. That's my thing.
Literally.
So like, and that's not a lie. Like I literally have a personal relationship with Old Bay.
With the brand.
With the brand. Yeah. Congratulated me with a gift when I got engaged. Yeah. Like, you know, we chat.
Do you feel like you're disrespecting the company?
No. And like my thing is, and listen, I know, and I'm not trying to get crazy, but like, when I hear that text, I'm like, yeah, but like, do you even know them though? Like, have you been there?
Have you been there?
Have you gotten?
Did they even give you an engagement present?
Like, it's kind of weird. Like, have they ever been like, Jazz, congratulations on finding your forever bae, love the OG bae?
Oh, yeah, show your. So
bro, like, do you have the receipts?
Bro, Jess, literally, this is no bullshit. If you're watching the video right now.
From the desk of Old Bae herself.
Like, literally, Jess has a letter from.
Miss Bae.
The old, wait, what is it? What does it say on there? From who?
The OG bae.
The OG bae.
I rep Old Bae so hard, have always shown so much love. So honestly, like, get out of here with that. I'm sorry. Please.
Wasn't there something else that came through today too? That was just so whiny.
I can't even remember.
It was just a very whiny day today, man. It's Wednesday. Just know Wednesdays are extremely whiny on the text line.
So if you ever want to text us something nice on a Wednesday, be like, hey guys.
Just great show, guys.
Good job.
I just want, you know, that segment that you just did was very entertaining, and I appreciate your waking up at fucking ass fuck of morning to like come do this show. I really, really appreciate that.
It's not disrespectful, is it? I think that's crazy.
No, because
it's not.
There's literally, you're not saying the Old Bay is what's making it bad.
Yeah, it's the like, item. It's the, because usually the items suck. No.
Yeah. Would you like us to be I can be disrespectful if you like me to be disrespectful. I mean, you know, my.
But if we were going to be beefing with something, it's definitely not a spice.
Yeah.
Like, there's no beef there. Trust.
We're not going to get in a
fight
with Old Bay.
There's no beef.
It's not going to happen. San Diego.
Yeah, vacation.
Before you left, there was a little bit of apprehension. We just got back, you know. Sorry about last week, Jess. I think Jess faked a sickness so that she didn't have to do to bay or not to bay.
No, y'all. I got sick. I got a little sickaroo.
So we were off last week. So we were vacation the week before, and then last week Jess was sick. Before you left, you were saying there was a lot of anxiety about going on your trip. So let's kind of catch up and do a little I've talked a lot about my trip. There's not really a ton more to say. There's content all over the place, but we're spending there's a lot to talk about with Jess's trip and a lot to talk about with Charlotte's trip. So tell us how that went, because I know you were really nervous.
Yeah. So our last conversation, I kind of had shared that I think subconsciously I was a little afraid of going back to San Diego with things that I had attached to my experience there, and it made me sad because I love that place so much. That's another home for me. It's somewhere I grew up going to when I was younger, and I didn't realize that. I think I was like a little just a little nervous about being there, and my experience there was honestly could not have been any better. And I was not uncomfortable in any way. Like, I think all of the kind of fears and possible ideas of what would maybe cause me a little anxiety were just completely out the window. And if anything, it just felt so nice to be there. And like, I could appreciate it so much.
Right.
And I had such a fun time celebrating the time that we were having, being present with all of our loved ones, with all of our friends and our family, and creating those memories with Garage Boy. Like, we just had the best freaking time. It was really, really special.
So anything that you were worried about, nothing of it came to fruition.
Yeah. And even being in like,
anxiety,
you know,
a motherfucker like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate anxiety. You spend so, I think about how much time you've spent worrying about something that like was not even a thing.
Cause I wasn't sure if I would go to certain places, if like old memories would like come rushing back to me in a certain kind of way.
And nothing did. Not once did you feel like,
no,
nothing.
No.
That's great.
You
That's
know?
Amazing.
And I think there were a few places where I was like, okay, so we're going to go here and that might be a little weird, but it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. And when we were there, it had nothing to do with, you know, what I would possibly think that would take over that moment for me. It was just very like present. I think like I know that when we got back and talked about the show, or when we were on the show, like what word I would kind of used to describe the vacation was peace. We were just at peace. It just felt so, so much fun.
And your time with the girls too looked amazing. Like they that video that you, or was it pictures you posted, they looked so happy to see you. Yeah. When you picked them up from school like that.
Dude,
like,
that was the craziest thing of like, so after, I loved the scheduling of the trip was like the first weekend we were there was like friend time. Yeah. And then the rest of the week I was like, anyone who wants to see me, like, this is the time, because when, like, once Monday hits, I'm going to be with my family, period. Yeah. And Garage Boy and I were literally on, like, pickup drop-off duty, because I was the girls' last day of school, and Abby had this, like, presentation. Her school is so freaking dope. Like, it's a regular school, but also, like, creative and fancy. It felt very, like, Zoe 101 to me. And the kids have this end-of-the-year presentation where they give a presentation on their year. They're reflecting on their school year, their highs and lows, and they do, like, a live demonstration. Damn. And they do this in threes and they can bring their family. Wow. So Abby, there was like five of us rolling up on behalf of like Abby in this classroom, right? She's giving this presentation. And then after they get debriefed by their teacher with their family, all of us are in there and they're like, so how do you think Abby did? What do you think that she could work on? What are you proud of her for? All this kind of crap, right? Aww. This is all of us in this classroom. And me and Garage Boy are like, yo, what are we doing here? Like, what? You know?
What do I say? How do I put
literally.
This?
Yeah. And then at one point, her teacher is talking about how incredible Abby is, all of these amazing things about her and like what kind of student she is, and she starts crying and then I start sobbing and then my uncle's sobbing and then all five of us are just fucking crying in this classroom with her teachers, just so proud of her. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that I think was the entire week of being able to experience that. Maya was so excited to show Garage Boy to her class.
Like she loves him, right?
She loves him. Favorite, yeah. And to me, I think that relationship is so special because I was about like, I think I was around Maya's, I was a little younger than Maya when I met my Auntie Sal, which is their mom, for the first time when she was dating my uncle. And I remember meeting my Auntie Sal for the first time and I just fell in love with her. You're like, I fell in love with her. Yeah. And my relationship with her is like, is more than anything that I could ever. I'm so obsessed with her. I love her so much. And I see that with Maya and Garage Boy.
Right.
They just vibe. Their personalities are like where, I mean, not very similar because obviously Garage Boy isn't as outgoing as Maya.
Right.
But they have a lot of similarities.
A vibe.
There's
a vibe.
They get each other. Yeah. They get each other.
Really quick interjection, Felicia. Yeah. Felicia on our YouTube show just said taking notes for Friday Friday.
No, yeah, that's great. Literally.
Smart, very smart. Very
and so
smart.
Like just being there, playing Uno, like all of us just listening to music, like dancing together, playing
together.
Kind of
fills you up, right?
Yes.
It's something that obviously when we live across from, you know, different states from our family, it's like, and I think about that too, where I think it's a pro and a con sometimes. Obviously we don't get to see our family as much, but God, when I see my family, like I see my family, like my mom and I have, you know, had a trip and I'm like, if I lived with, I don't know that my mom would have, and I would have the same, I don't know if we would go to the Cayman Islands together if I lived in Atlanta, you know.
That's
what
true.
I mean?
Like a tradition that
we
you guys
really,
would start.
Like when we see each other, like we see each other, like the trips that we have are so amazing because we don't get a chance to see each other. So the time that we do get is so valuable to us. Yeah. That like, so I'm sure the time you guys get is just, you appreciate every single second of it versus if I lived in the same city, I don't know that I would have the same level of appreciation for it that like I do when I don't get to see her all the time.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know what I mean?
So that whole time felt like that.
Awesome. So fun. You were saying that you ran into some of our old listeners.
Yeah.
Which was so cool. I mean, I think the San Diego was always so honestly one of the, I'll speak for myself for a second, but they the most heartbreaking thing about leaving San Diego was, I love the city, but the listeners were some of the best I've ever, 25 years in doing this, and San Diego had some of the realest, most loyal, loving people when it came to listeners. Mm-hmm. And I've always wondered, like, God, do they even like remember me at this point? If we, you know, like, I don't even, if I went back, like, would they even like know who I was at this point?
Like zero expectation, first of all. I'm thinking first of all, I'm loosey-goosey as fuck because I'm like, no one knows me here.
Right, right.
Like no one's going to see me here.
Right.
I'm going crazy. Yeah. Like this is vacation mode, you know? But, and also to piggyback off of that, like San Diego listeners have known me since I was 18 years
old. That's true, yeah.
And they've seen me go through a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and like, and yes, like I keep in contact with a lot of you guys online, but you know, like when you go to a city, then like, well, fine.
It's just you're just vacationing, Jessica. Yeah,
I'm vacation mode.
Right.
Right.
So what happened?
So we actually got recognized twice, and I say we because so did Garage Boy, which I think is hilarious.
He's so iconic, man. That hair.
It's
is
his
like,
hair. I know. Anyone can spot him anywhere. Yeah. But the time that was like uncomfortable, and it was my fault, was I was at Chili's.
Because you could have, bro, you could have been at any, San Diego's got some of the best restaurants.
First
you're
of
at
all,
Chili's.
Chili's hits. Yeah.
I mean, it does, but like, there's, I mean, come on. You could have been at Chili's.
No, listen to me.
They have Catonsville.
Every place I had to go to, all of my favorite San Diego spots, food wise, we hit and multiple times, okay? Chili's, you guys already know how much I love Chili's, but on top of that, Chili's also holds a very special place in my heart, and it's nostalgic because all of my friends that I went to Chili's with, we all did events at that Chili's. Yeah, so that's why we went there.
The sports arena, it's sports
thing.
Arena Chili's is like, it's like
a thing for us. We spent half of our lives there because we set up so many crazy ass events, running up and down sports arena, like setting up equipment. It was crazy.
It's a place.
So that's why we went to Chili's. And that day we had been out all day. We had been out drinking, chilling. And I was stoned.
There it is. You had smoked a little bit of that California marijuana.
You know?
Jazz cabbage.
Yeah. Like it was, I was flying high in the sky.
Jazz, I don't think I've ever heard that one
before.
You've
never heard that one?
Charlotte used to work in a dispensary. What other names do you have for marijuana?
The devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
Flower.
Yeah. Like, I can think of all the basic ones, but jazz cabbage has always been my favorite.
Jazz cabbage is, I think, my new favorite. Like, I love that.
We should start calling it that on the show.
Jazz cabbage.
Like, when you hear that, it doesn't even, like, really hit. It takes you a second to, like, get
process it. Yeah.
So the jazz cabbage was flowing all vacation long because in California, dispensaries are out there like Starbucks, and it ain't no thing, right? So that was the vibe. And I'm with my friends. I'm chilling or whatever.
Not jazz cabbage.
But guys, I was stony freaking blown.
1 to 10.
10.
10.
I was going to Chili.
The highest you've ever been.
I was going to Chili. Not the highest I've ever been. It's just my usual highness. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? I'm chips and salsa going to Chili's. Yeah, like, this is the level that we're hitting. Okay. We're enjoying the jazz cabbage in the parking lot. We're getting ready for the meal. So, and this is fresh off of a rotation that I had just took part of. So not only am I jazz cabbaging it up, I also reek of jazz cabbage as well. Okay. Vacation mode.
And you're going to Chili's. Like, it feels right, you know?
Yeah.
I think most people at Chili's
are
high.
You're going to eat a triple dipper
sober? I got to be honest with you, that food's not that great. You have to be high. Okay. It's not good.
We're going to have to return to this conversation because I'm getting heated.
That's a lie. You haven't eaten it in forever, so you don't get to talk.
Did it get better?
You don't get to talk. You haven't had Chili's in the last 10 years. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Anyways. So I go to the bathroom. I'm just in my little world, like eyes barely open, ready about to go hard in this chips and salsa. I go to the restroom and this woman walks out and she stops me and she goes, "Are you Jess?" And I was like, "What?"
You're like, "What, bro?"
You're like, "Who's asking?"
And she goes, "I knew it was you." She goes, "I thought I saw your husband," but I was like, "That's no way that's him. They don't live here anymore." But oh my God. Jess. And I was like, "Oh my God. Hi. And she was so excited and I was so excited.
Were you able to snap out of the highness instantly?
Well, no,
or no, you're
I so felt what I felt so uncomfortable about is I wanted to hug her so bad, but like I smelled of jazz cabbage.
Yeah.
And I was so immediately when my interaction with her, immediately I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so fucking high right now. And I probably reek of weed. I'm so fucking embarrassed." Like, she probably can tell like that I'm so high. And like, I want to give her a hug, but like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if she's a mom. Like, what if her kids are here? I don't want her to smell like weed after she touches me. Like, all of these, like this like 30 minute monologue is going off in this like 5 second interaction that I'm
Because Jess's brand, I mean, and Jess genuinely, I mean, I've known Jess for a very long time. She genuinely is a very nice, uplifting person. But like, I mean, you're allowed to smoke marijuana. Like, it's not a big deal. You can party. You can do what you want to do. But like, your brand, especially your on-air brand and your social media brand is very like wholesome. Like, it is.
I think the
expectation of you.
Well, there's the difference. I think the difference is like, I just don't. I think there's my comfortability of like, being casual in that way here is so different there, obviously. Mm-hmm. There are just certain things that I won't like. I just like, yeah, I mean, yeah, like I have a good time, but I think the level of good time that I'm having is so different when I'm here versus there. Mm-hmm. And then I even think when I was there, which I obviously felt more comfortable to do that because I'm on vacation.
Sure.
I think I just felt bad because I was just like, I would have rather had been drunk than stoned because I reeked like that. Mm-hmm. Was, and I felt bad. I was like, yeah. I want to give you a hug, but like, I don't want you to, you know,
that was the thing.
But she was so, so sweet. She was so nice. She was so kind.
She was so excited.
But I just felt so bad. And I walked to the table and I'm like, you guys, someone just recognized me in the fucking bathroom and I'm stony baloney. And everyone's like,
they loved it. You know what's funny is like our San Diego community is still so strong. There's a good chance that this podcast will get back to you. So like if you're that person, will you let us know? Like get to me. Because I want to get you on the podcast. I would have
loved to hug her, but I was like, I just don't want to. So what
did you do? Did you just like pound? Did you just like?
No, it was fine. It was fine. Like just, hey. It was so. I was happy to see her. Like it was really cool. I just felt bad because I felt like I couldn't express like my love in the way that I normally would for anyone else because also I'm like stoned and it caught me by surprise. And of course in my head, I was way more in my head than I would be.
Of course.
She probably didn't fucking care.
Yeah, she's like, why is
you probably did fine.
She probably is like totally fine.
If you saw Jess high though, let us
did
know.
She smell?
I
did you
know.
Clock it?
Yeah. I know.
I bet it wasn't that bad.
Somebody get to me. If
not you. Erica listening from SD, I'm dead.
Erica's like, that was me. I was there. If you saw Jess high on vacation, let us know. Okay, let's take a break. And Charlotte had the weirdest fucking vacation in the history of time this weekend. I promise you've never heard of a vacation like this. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Right after this.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you make this up or did you see this somewhere or like what was the...
Oh, that's a good question.
I think I found this hotel on Atlas Obscura, the website, which...
No, you can't just say that like that? We all know what that is.
Oh, okay. I thought everyone did. No. I ride for Atlas Obscura. Dude, if you're ever going anywhere that you've like never been and you don't want to just see like the tourist traps, look up that area on Atlas Obscura and it will tell you like... all the like weird, cool, like underground shit to do.
Dope.
So anyway, so I was looking on like East Coast stuff because I'm always down for like a little adventure. And I came across this place called the Grand Midway Hotel. And it was like right off the bat, it was like they have multiple Guinness World Records because they have the world's largest Ouija board, which is on their roof, and the world's largest tarot card, which is on the ceiling of one of the rooms. So I was like,
oh my God,
haunted hotel. Massive Ouija board, driving distance? Sign me the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Me and my sister decided.
I really hope that's the clip that we have for the video. I really hope. Listen.
I'm terrified.
All the AI gods work together and make sure that's a clip for the video, please.
Notoriously haunted hotel. I found like an episode of Ghost Hunters where they went there. So like that's the caliber of haunted we're talking about. Like, there have been bones found in multiple rooms there, including the basement. There's like the floor we stayed on. There was a ghost there named Martha.
Jess, can you imagine going to this place?
I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't. No, everything she's saying is my worst nightmare.
I know. Like this is like
this whole thing is my worst nightmare.
Like there are photos of the like windows in the hotel with faces in them.
All I know is for Halloween we've got to plan something for her to go do haunted around.
Totally. Yeah.
Around. Oh yeah. So like Baltimore. Say less. I love spooky shit, macabre shit, like so Victorian era.
So the experience is what?
So there were two things.
That's the experience. There's dead people fucking following you as you're sleeping. That's the experience.
So you could buy the ghost hunting package or the horror movie slumber party package. And
I hate that these are packages. Damn it.
So me and my sister, we don't have ghost hunting equipment. So we're like, okay, let's just do the cheap little slumber party one. So you pay $250. You get a whole hotel floor to yourself, which like banging deal in these in this economy.
Yeah, I mean, not bad.
But it turned out nobody else rented it, like rented the other floor while we were there. So it was literally just me and my little sister. Like, there's nobody staying there. There's no host. It's literally just you and the ghosts. So
it feels so it almost was like an Airbnb, like getting access to this entire building. And it was just the two of you there.
Yeah. But it's this historic, like 200-year-old haunted hotel.
And you guys were fine being there by yourselves.
Oh, I mean, we were terrified, but like we peed together every single time. And like, it was like a multi-hour debate of like, which room is the least terrifying? Like, where do we think we can sleep?
What's the scariest thing that you saw at your ghost hotel?
Hands down, the most haunted room there is called the canopy room, and I post a photo
you
of
gonna
it
be okay, Dutra?
In no. my Instagram story.
You won't take your headphones off for this. Just so you know, Jess really has zero tolerance for scary.
Yeah, Jess, like, she does really not claim this energy.
Do well, so like, I don't know if she can.
I respectfully
this.
Distance myself from this, from this energy and anything that has attached to Charlotte. Respectfully,
I literally before I left, I did say to the ghosts, like, you guys got to stay here. Like, you can't follow us home. Like, you.
Yeah, because they listen.
And I will say, like, I will say, the day after I came home, like, I did feel like really heavy energy. Like,
I'm sure you
I
did.
Was still like,
I thought about that
it took me time to like come off of it. Like, I'm just starting to feel like kind of normal again.
Thanks for bringing this shit in the studio the last 3 days.
Say it. What was the scariest thing?
So it was called the canopy room, and that was on the second floor. So we stayed on the third floor because we were like, I don't even want to fucking have to walk past this room to go to the bathroom. All I can describe is like, the second I walked past it, like, I felt like low-key ill. Like, you just feel immediate discomfort, and you're like, something
is in there,
something is not right. No. Like, this energy, like, something is so wrong with this energy. Oh my god, there's an ice cream truck outside.
Okay, focus.
Sorry. So
focus.
Supposedly the closet is a portal to hell.
Yeah!
There's like a bunch of testimonies in that room that you could read. So me and my sister were reading it. Like, one of the guys,
you went in the room.
We went in the room. We did not sleep in it. A lot of people come to this hotel to try to sleep in that room, like, but we said fuck ass no.
White people are so crazy.
We are.
White
we
people are.
Are
Jessica, like, listen to me. Listen to me. White people are so crazy.
Clock it.
I'm exactly that white person. I'm self-aware.
Let me speak for white people for 1 second. We are so crazy. Like, I don't, I don't know why. Why the fuck would you do that? Why would you go in that room?
Well, because I wanted to read everything.
But no. If somebody tells me there's a portal for hell in somewhere, I'm not going in that fucking room.
In the closet.
No, I know, but if there's a portal from hell anywhere near it, what about that says I'm going near the, like, why?
Because I needed to know. Okay. I didn't even know what the testimony said. This guy like stayed in that room, and he like got home from being there, and there was a photo of it. They literally, there was a rune scratched into his skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary. But no, it was actually pretty chill on the third floor that we stayed on. Like, the ghost.
Yeah, but it was actually pretty chill. So it's like,
it was like pretty chill. Like,
other than the portal to hell, it was all right.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. On our floor, the most famous ghost from our floor was, I think she was like 19 when she died. Her name was Martha. She was really pretty. And she was just trying to watch the 4th of July on the balcony. But then a firework like went into her neck, so she died. But Martha was kind of a vibe. And I feel like she knew that like the girls were just there to hang, and like she was one of the girls. So like, no bad vibes on our floor. Like, when I closed that door that night, I propped up a chair against it and I said, whatever goes on in this hotel outside of this room tonight is none of my business.
Good God.
And then luckily I woke up and I survived the night.
So you were fine falling asleep. You guys were fine sleeping.
We did a bit of jazz cabbage for help.
I would hope.
And we also like were drinking, but like, because we were really
like,
scared.
I would have to break my sobriety. My now 8-year sobriety would end the night I went to the hell fucking.
Yeah. Did you have any nightmares?
I actually didn't, which I was surprised because a lot of people apparently get nightmares there of this one nun statue that's in the canopy room. Like apparently she'll talk to you in your nightmares. So I was grateful. I just woke up. But it was weird because I usually toss and turn a lot in my sleep. So the fact that I just like woke up in the morning and hadn't woken up was kind of weird for me. But yeah, we did some crazy.
Have you felt like there was like a presence following you the last couple of days? You just felt like not alone?
I would say more just like I felt like a heaviness still because I feel like some heavy stuff must have gone down there for like spirits to still be there. And we also did like a pretty a few crazy like Ouija board sessions where we talked to like a kid that's like supposedly there and like I don't know, it was just kind of sad. So like I don't know, I felt like a heaviness, but I think we were very clear when we got there and like our intentions are fine, like we made it very clear, like talking to them like we're not here to hurt you, like we're happy to interact, but like please don't be too scary. So I think we made it very clear that like we were there to be respectful, and so I don't feel any bad energy
other than the portal to hell. It was fine.
Okay, just girly things.
What is it called? What's the name of the
Grand Midway Hotel?
All right, so for all of our Maryland family and PA family, and it's where, what part of town?
It is in Windsor, Pennsylvania. LA filmmaker actually saved it from being demolished. They were going to tear it down. Yeah, and he was like, let me preserve this history. Actually super cool. I actually really recommend it. If you're not scared of a little portal to hell action.
That's
crazy. That's the world's weirdest endorsement. Charlotte, that's so endorsement. Crazy.
But like, it was such a bonding moment though. Like once you get through that, like you can sister. Do anything. Like
That is wild.
Quite different than Jess's vacation. Yeah. Quite different.
That's crazy.
Okay, let's take one more little break right here. Coming back, somebody in my life has died, and I don't know if I should be happy or sad. And we'll talk right after this.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know that sounds like really jarring. Like you should never be happy that somebody dies. I'm not. Like I want to make sure it's clear. I'm not happy. But you ever had somebody in your life that was just like not a good person in your life and they pass away? And like, how do you process that? And I don't mean to bring the vibes down, but I don't really know. I don't know how to process this, and maybe we can like talk through this. While I was actually, this is right when I got back from, I was in Atlanta. I got a message from a high school friend that said, "Hey, the guy that was probably my biggest bully in high school had passed away."
Wow.
Young. I assume were you guys the same age?
Yeah, same age. Same grade. Mm. So he's my age, 42.
Oh, jeez.
Right? And I was like, oh, how do you know? He's like, I just see a bunch of like posts on Facebook. I don't follow this guy on Facebook because he was my biggest fucking bully, so I don't follow him. And he was like, I don't know what happened, but I just see that a lot of people are saying like, rest in peace and like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, damn, wonder what happened. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's he been? He's like, man, it looked like he's like, when I could see him the last couple of years, he like joined like a band and he just kind of seemed like he was like this like nomadic kind of person. And, it just seemed like he kind of lived this like rock star lifestyle. So I don't really know like what he'd been up to. So a couple days later, I went on Facebook and went to his page and was kind of reading through comments and it looked like it was a drug overdose of some sort. Yeah.
I'm sad.
And like, I'm really torn on how to feel about this.
Feeling real weird about it.
Yeah. Because I feel like when somebody dies, you're supposed to be sad about it. And like, I mean, someone dying from a drug overdose is fucking heavy, man. Like that's.
Yeah. It's a very tragic story.
42. Yeah. Like that's very young. Young, man. That's a young, it's a really young situation to do. I mean, it's, I can't imagine, like.
And again, like, we don't have any information, but like, if it was like an addiction situation, that's really sad.
I don't know, you know? Yeah, and it probably was, because I read it was fentanyl, so like a very addictive drug, yeah, right? So
that's scary.
Yeah. But I mean, this kid was terrible to me. Terrible. I mean, like,
high school was this?
High school.
Okay.
I mean, like, when I think about a lot of my childhood trauma, it came from this kid.
Wow.
And a lot of my, I'm sure now, adult problems stemmed from a lot of this childhood trauma from this guy. And while I don't hold a grudge per se, like, well, I don't feel like he owed me an apology by any means. I wasn't,
so you,
like,
never got one.
I wasn't. No. Well, I wouldn't, like, wasn't like sitting around holding my breath for one.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just wondering how I'm supposed to be feeling. I'm not happy. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't wish death on. Well, there's one person I might. You can fill in the blanks. I think there's a lot of people that might, though. But I don't. I would never be like, I'm glad he died of a drug overdose. Thank God.
No.
But I'm definitely not sad that he died.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. That's definitely not the feeling that I have. If I'm being like authentic about my feelings, I'm not sad that he's dead for sure. But then I kind of feel like a dick for not feeling that he's sad. But I'm like, this guy literally caused me hell. Probably even middle high school. I mean, for like years and years and years of my life, this guy picked on me, like chased me down, like tried to beat me up, like caused me many, many years of trauma. And then now, like, years of therapy and like everything else trying to like work through it. Have you guys had issues like this in the past where like somebody that you weren't fond of passed away and have had to deal with feelings where you're like, I know maybe I'm supposed to feel bad right now. Like, I feel like I should have a level of empathy. And I guess for people that loved him, I guess I do.
Yeah.
You know, for them, I'm like, that's really bad. But for me, I'm like,
Is there almost a feeling of like safety for your inner child? Like, it's like,
can I be completely honest here without being judged?
Yeah.
It's almost like, oh, this is going to sound so shitty, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's almost like good riddance.
Mm.
That's like, if you honest, like, it's not like happy, but it's like, whew,
like that's done.
That's like, okay, good. Like,
yeah.
And that sounds shitty, but like that's my genuine reaction for someone that was so terrible to me as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like a piece of shit. And I'll take that. If you listen to that right now and you're like, well, you're a dick for that. Okay. Maybe that was a dick comment, but that's like the genuine reaction I think I have from that, because it was such a terrible, I mean, he like ruined my high school experiences in so many different ways, you know? And he was a kid.
Right.
He was
right.
A kid, man. Like, and I didn't know him as an adult. We could have been friends as an adult. I don't know. I'm just thinking about like that childhood version of himself and like what he did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And like now, like knowing he's not here is kind of like, I guess maybe it is that inner child just being like, okay, like maybe it's over now. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thoughts?
I think it's, to be honest, I don't know if you necessarily have to like, if you're supposed to have a certain kind of feeling about it, to be honest with you. I almost feel like you're putting pressure on yourself to figure out how I'm supposed to be feeling when it's like, you don't know this person and haven't had any sort of interaction with them for almost, what, over 30 years?
I mean, shit.
You know?
No, I'm not that old, but yeah, but well, a long time.
I don't know.
25.
Okay, whatever. So, but do you get what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, I almost feel like if anything, maybe something that you could work through is asking the question, like, why do I feel a type of way?
Like, yeah.
Whether good or bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? Because it's just kind of like, why does what happened then still have the power over me to provoke this feeling that I'm having now? More of like, what needs to happen for you to fully let that go? I know you said not grudge, but obviously whatever, and we don't need to put a label on it either because I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, it's clearly has been lurking for you to even feel a type of way.
Well, for sure.
No matter what the way is.
All that childhood stuff for sure is, I mean, there's still stuff I'm working through today.
Yeah.
You know,
so I think that's the bigger question. I don't think you have to put it on like, and I think that's still like doing something for the other person. Like, why do I feel, I don't think it's about him at all, to be honest with you. You know, I don't think it's about him passing away. I don't think it's about his situation at all. I really think it's about you.
Yeah.
And like what that is,
what it's bringing up in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause yeah. You're right. I don't know him. Like you don't. I knew some child back then, and you're right. Who he was today, I don't know that man. Like, haven't said a word to him since graduation.
Yeah.
It almost might be like deep down, like you're like kind of upset. Cause like now you never will get closure or resolution there. Like
maybe
now, like now that takes the opportunity off the table. If you ever wanted to be like, you really fucked me up as a kid. And
I wouldn't hate to have that conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't.
But now you can't.
I didn't feel necessary, but like if he ever came to me and was like, yo, like,
yeah,
I just feel like I want to like level the score with you, I wouldn't be mad about having that conversation. You know what I mean?
I understand. Right, I understand. And I hear where you're coming from. I think my perspective in that is I just don't expect an apology or an understanding when I think of like a situation that's happened to me or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't expect that because I just don't think I think that no matter what someone can say, it's not going to fix.
No, right.
Or
right.
Do anything. No. It's really on you. Yeah. So I think if anything, maybe you can look at it as like an opportunity for yourself to figure this out. Yeah. And maybe you thought, you know, and I know you're saying that you're actively working through it. However you're working through it, maybe that needs to be adjusted. Maybe you need to take a step back and be like, maybe I need to move some things around here. And I thought I was cool in this area, but I'm actually not. And like what necessarily needs to happen.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
What it brings up, you know?
Yeah, it seems like it's brought something up like to the surface for you.
It's just interesting, right? Like it was just interesting. Like when your high school bully dies.
It's a good question.
What do you, especially so young, it was in something so terrible. Like, are you supposed to feel bad for that? Like, do you feel it's, you know what? It's giving Dear Evan Hansen a little bit. It's giving Dear Evan Hansen.
It's really funny you say that because I was about to quote Hamilton to you.
Oh, go ahead.
And say, you know, he did something awful to you. But I do think, you know, in theory, the world was wide enough for both your bully and you. Like,
shout out to everybody.
Remember the warning I gave yesterday about Charlotte will respond in the musical theater?
That was a pretty well-known reference.
But that was so good, though.
I know. It was Charlotte, everybody. No. Charlotte.
Like, honestly, though, like, not even joking, like, yeah. No. Like, literally
no,
that.
No, it was good. I'm not mad about it. It was really a well-placed Hamilton line.
Well, now I want to know what you're going to say about Dear Evan Hansen, though.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when your bully dies. Like,
oh, literally, yeah, the plot
yeah,
of
Yeah, no, it
Dear
literally
Evan,
is, yeah, is yeah, the yeah. plot of Dear Evan Hansen, yeah. So I just thought about that.
Well, I think hurt people, so.
Did you come up with that, too?
Never.
No, heard.
I just
say
bro,
that.
I'm kidding.
I have empathy. I hope he is doing better wherever he's at, but I also have empathy
man.
For what you
honestly,
went through.
Honestly, I spend a lot of time with that, too. Yeah. Like, what if, even like as a child, I think about like, if he's that fucking cruel at that young of an age, like how did he even learn how to be that mean?
Yeah.
Like where did that come from? You know? So like, I don't know. Like I don't know. It's been a weird kind of processing the last 10 days, this whole thing. So thanks guys. Appreciate that. Oh, a lot of good comments over here. Erica said you shouldn't feel bad because he was a jerk to you. I think you should feel unbothered. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's true. And I think that's kind of what Jess is saying too. Where like it's like, you don't even know him, you know, like you don't know this man. Doe Eyes is saying, Jess always comes through with wisdom as always.
That's facts.
Queen Pam, Jess is so wise. She really is. You guys have the rest of the day, guys. It's good to see you guys. Good to be back over on the podcast. Thank you guys for checking us out today. Jess, where do we get you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT on IG, and my podcast, Life in Bloom with Jess.
Charlotte.
I'm at PTS Diva on Instagram.
You want to plug your stacked thing?
Oh yeah.
It is. I've been writing on Substack recently. It's in my Instagram bio there. If you want to just click that link tree.
I am That Guy Kramer. I have a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy that I do with my mother. And we will see you guys back here next week, right? Nothing. Yeah, we should be here, right? It's 4th of July week, but that shouldn't interfere with anything. So for the foreseeable future, all of July, we should be here. All of July. Maybe not August, but all of... probably not August. No, not August. But all of July, we're going to be here. How about that? So,
yay.
I love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.